All their food.
Okay. Did women use that word?
Well, I never did like to use it myself. I don't think it sounds too good.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever did call anybody that in my life.
Yeah. Somebody who won't spend any money, you call him a...
Well, they'd be 2 or 3 inches, I guess, and I just wouldn't know hard what to do.
Will you say someone's a tightwater or miser?
Well, of course, some people, if they're misers and they do this, and they surmise this and surmise that, and maybe they're not right at all.
Yeah.
I guess that would be an answer for it.
Okay. What does the word common mean?
Well, common sense. You use common sense about anything you do, about your housework, you use common sense. And
if you say a person's common, what does it mean?
I don't think I'm hearing too good or something this morning.
If you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, anybody's common, they're just gentle and people are just called in common, and they're gentle about their work and do common things. And
what about if you say a girl is common?
Well, there's an answer for it. I was reading an article here a while back, and it said something about the common sense and use your common sense, and it spoke of quite a bit, but still I didn't keep it in my mind to remember.
Yeah, okay. If an old person is still strong and active, you might say that they're
active to their age.
Yeah. Would you say lively or spry or pert?
Well, it'll say they're lively or spry, and either way, it's an answer for it. Of course, a lot of old ladies just hop up, you know, and give up, and others, they'll say, well, they're spry, and it's wonderful how they get around and do things, and where others won't do that.
Yeah. Would you say that about a young person?
Well, a young person is the same way. They don't have to get up about them lots of times as much as an old person.
Yeah. If your children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't guess that there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And...
I'd like to work with my son who was on the waters up at Knoxville. He was a rescue squad, but still, he was my son, and I was uneasy about him. I didn't know what he might get in that water and get drowned.
Although
he's 53 years old, he ought to know how to take care of himself and all like that, but still, then they get in danger and get excited, you know, anything like that. And you get excited and you do anything quick, you don't hardly understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what they had to do. They had to be in a rush and a quick move.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even lock the door, you might say he's mighty...
Well, it's in danger of doing that with a lot of people, where a lot of people would come and settle in there and might never touch it, where others would feel it.
Yeah. But someone who just leaves money lying around, you might say he's...
Well, he shouldn't lay it around that way. He should put it away where he's seen. He's tempting anybody to do something where they wouldn't mind if they didn't say it, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of